Hey, what it do, people? It's your man Animal Brown checking in. Episode 271 of the On Deck TV Hip Hop Podcast is here, and we're recording this on Election Day. Unless you live in a cave, it's Election Day. And we're going to piggyback off of that and do a Hip Hop Election Day, okay? As another idea for them to steal. Remember where you heard it first. As always, this episode is brought to you by Realville Media Group. Do me a favor, go to realvillemedia.com and check out all the other podcasts on the network.
All the other podcasts. Ask yourself, have I got my sports fix today? If not, go check out the guys over at Full Sport Press. That's J-Hope. That's How Weezy. That's Jeff. They're finishing up their series of the top seven NBA. This week it was the point guards. That's always a spirited debate. So check that out. Those guys really got into it. A little pre-show antics. See if you can pick up on the animosity in the room there. Also, check out issue number 34 of Fresh for Dummies. J-Hope and Animal Brown. I'm giving you the latest and greatest, some feline news over there, letting you know what's going on with that. Brand new Copper Drop episodes on the YouTube page. Also, check out the Ladies Room podcast. Brand new episode from them as well. It's all brought to you by Realville Media. Go to realvillemedia.com and check out all the shows. Brand new episode right now.
Hey, what it do with the businesses?
It's another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holla at your boy Animal Brown. Instagram, Twitter, and Snap, if you're looking for me, it's simple. Animal_Brown.
That underscore took away from the simplicity.
Nah, that set it off.
No, it did not.
Yeah.
Your jet lag, how you feeling, man? How was ComplexCon?
ComplexCon, if I can get
it
right.
Get it out right?
Yeah.
Easy for you to say.
ComplexCon was super lit.
Yeah.
I had to make it a mission to go up there, man. I done seen one too many things look familiar between our two contents and shit.
Oh, you went up there calling them out?
Yeah, I had to go up there, man. Brought the goons with me.
Oh, you took the goons and everything?
Absolutely, man.
Niggas was going strapped, I would have went.
Absolutely, man. Had to go holler at some people. But no, I had a good time, though. Real talk. It's a lot going on at ComplexCon. It's a lot. Motherfuckers getting a fighting over shoes.
What kind of shoes were they fighting over?
SB Dunks, Lowe's, the Diamond Supply joints.
Dunks.
Yeah, man. Boxing.
Are those, I'm going to ask you from your Fresh for Dummies perspective.
Easy for you to say.
Are those shoes fight over worthy? If not, what shoes are?
They're not, but the price, the money that you'll get for reselling them
is. That's fight over worthy.
Yes. There were only 250 pair made, only 150 available to the public, and they were all sitting right there at ComplexCon. So that just looks like a bag of
all
money.
All the shoes were sitting right there?
Yeah.
All 150? What's the name of these? Let me look these up.
The SB Dunk Low Diamond Supply, the Canary Yellow joints. They are yellow. So that's a plus.
Let me look them up while you talk.
But yeah, now ComplexCon was super dope. A lot of shit going on. We've been to Revolt every year since it came out, but this year they didn't do it. So I took my talents to the West Coast. And it was, hey, listen, this shit frying Revolt. I would stop that shit if I was them too and just kind of regroup, think it over. Yeah, those are it. And you can take the check off and it's another color.
I was
looking
at the Stop of Revolt shit. These some slaw. I definitely want one of these shoes.
Yeah, hey.
These are trash. Niggas is paying $2,500 for these.
SB Dunks, man.
Fuck out.
It's just the limit, man. Supply and demand. They limited.
That's why I don't do this hype beast shit. But go ahead.
Yeah, but nah, it was a good time, man. Got to chop it up with Karen Silver. Had to let her know how I feel about people taking my shit.
Young
she gave
Karen,
me some good words.
What did she
advice.
Say? You want to share that with the public?
Nah.
You want to keep that to yourself?
I'm going to keep that private between her and I. That's my
between
new BFF.
Her and I?
Yeah. We nice. Cool like that now.
Interesting. We cool like that now.
No, it had a good time though.
Alright, so in comparison to Revolt, it was a lot better.
Yeah, it was killing. It's a lot more to do.
Did you learn anything at ComplexCon?
Yeah, 100%, man. I learned something every day.
Anything you want to share with the people?
No. Because I'm gonna be 100% honest, I'm still processing a lot of shit. So I did learn
that
a lot.
Anything you can share with the people? I mean, they here to learn as well. I mean shit, anything. Listen, give them something.
Listen, man.
Was it a covert mission? I didn't put no straps on nobody out there.
You don't know
spill
that.
Spill the beans.
We don't know that. We don't know what happened. Shout out to my guy Zoe. Shout out to my guy Derb.
I've already talked to Zoe and Derb. So it's nothing that you're holding on to.
I told them that we had a code of silence.
No, I talked to them before that. They told me before you said that. So
that was good though. Got to real talk. Got to meet Pharrell. He was weird, as expected.
Yeah, I'd be hot to do. He ruined your picture.
Yeah, because I was fresh. He jacked it.
No, just like... So, amongst taking a picture, like taking a picture was for real should be a big thing, right? Mm-hmm. So I look, I see your picture with for real, and the first thing I think is not, oh, look at you there with for real. It's like, well, what do this nigga got on? How, Sway?
It's for real, dude.
How?
He been weird.
That's beyond weird, dude. That's like, What are you doing?
He had the wide leg khakis that came up short.
Damn, look like he just left a retreat. Like, nigga, just like he was just in the Maldives or some shit, dude.
I will say this, though. I will
did
say.
Smell, did he smell like he just left, like a trail or something?
Nah, but he was spaced like out, though. Like, I think I'm noticing a trend, because when I ran into, when J. Cole was doing a little meet and greet when I met him in Bally's, he was the same way.
Spaced out.
They were spaced out. Now, they weren't like
Are
rude.
Are you accusing them of drug use?
Nah, listen, I don't know what they're on or whatever it is that they have to take, but they had, I know Cole had a show that night. He had a very long day and he was already on tour. I know Pharrell had a very long weekend. He was doing a lot, had to host a lot, had to do a lot of speaking and shit.
You sound like they publicists.
So, but like, I don't know what, he wasn't being a dick. He was being hella cool. Like, I told him I fuck with the mixtape to this day. It was slept on. It don't get a lot of attention. We were kind of just tripping off that. But just the way he was kind of moving, kind of going along with the motions, again, he wasn't being an asshole. It just kind of tell that he was kind of spaced out a little bit.
You got to think this like every day for him, though. He's been for real for like
that's true
25 years.
Easy.
You know what I'm saying? So like, I feel like at some point in time, the two people that you mentioned are both weird, J. Cole and for real. But I feel like those are two people who 100% are over it. It ain't, I ain't here to like sign autographs. Like, I'm just here because y'all fuck with me. I really don't enjoy this.
And I
think, that's the lane that they're in. And I mean enjoy it as far as taking pictures and stuff like that. They probably enjoy putting people on game, listening to their fans,
gotcha,
and having conversations.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, let me flick it up with you, and I like this and I like that, not saying that you shouldn't have done that, but I'm
saying
they hear that so much that they can't decipher, in my opinion.
Yeah, nah, that make a lot of sense. But he was still cool though. Right. Shout out to for real.
So that was in Long Beach.
Yeah, LBC on the mission trying to find Mr. Warren G.
You run into my boy Vince Staples.
No.
I got to turn up with my boy.
I think he was there too. He performed. He performed that whole album. Yeah.
The whole album?
Yeah.
The new one?
Yep.
That's rough.
It's only like,
I mean,
it's like nine songs. It's short.
You can't do your whole album. Like,
it's short though.
Brand new?
That's kind of dope if you're a Vince Staples. You a Long Beach? That's hard.
Oh, okay. All right. if you new guys want to do that, feel free.
It was dope, man.
Anything else? No other comebacks, takebacks from Complex?
I will say this. On a fashion tip, everybody and their mama has a bag of some sort around their waist or around their shoulder.
What, you mean like a man purse?
Yeah, I'm not lying. 90% of people that were walking around had a bag on them, bro. Bullshit. So look at Pharrell. He was holding one. Look at
Fanny pack?
Yeah. Like, the fanny pack, the satchels, the Supreme shits, the Bape shit, whatever brand.
You right then. That's like the middle of hype beast, like, culture. Though.
I'm not exaggerating. Have you ever been somewhere where 90% of people had a fanny pack on? That's strange. Unless you had a bingo hall or something. Shit was crazy. I was like, wait a minute.
I was just about to say, were they old people or like?
It was sauced up, dripped out.
You didn't go to an Everyday Struggle up taping?
Why the fuck would I do that?
The YBN niggas was there. Shit. And Nadeska was there.
Oh, Nadeska.
Shout out Nadeska. All right, that's it. No other take backs from Complex Con. Shout out Derb. Shout out Zoe. Hope y'all represented well out there.
My take back is that I will be there next year.
Fantastic.
That was my take back.
I wanted to ask you this.
Okay.
So you said this was like doper than Revolt, and it was like a conference about the culture.
Absolutely.
If you could go to a conference about any other thing, what would it be? You know, they got like Dragon Con.
Yeah.
They got Game of Thrones Con. They got Fashion Con. If you could go to a con something, what would it be?
Is there a podcast con? Is there a pod con?
We're going to make that.
Oh, okay. My bad.
That would be fire.
I spoke too soon.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd go to, I'd probably go to like the Walking Dead joint. What's that? The Scare-a-thon? What is that called?
Walker Stalker and stuff?
Yeah.
You still watch Walking Dead?
Nah, but I just think it'll be funny, man. Them people be... Listen,
they be off into it.
they be all the way off into it. I would go just to people watch. Are you going to any cons?
I 100% would go to a Game of Thrones con. Doing that all day. But if they had a TV con in general, just like TV shows, old TV shows, new TV shows, and like just TV based around TV, that's one convention I'd go to.
Is there a porn con?
Yes.
No, I'm there.
You go there?
Pornhub con, here I come.
That's disgusting.
All right, man, moving on to this hip-hop news.
Well, my weekend consisted of...
Oh, I'm sorry. What did you get into?
Now, I just watched House of Cards, brand new season. They actually wrapping it up strong with those 8 episodes. Also, listen to a podcast with Dolph, Rap Radar.
Okay.
I'm usually here to shit on Dolph because he makes dumb decisions, but I thought this was a pretty good interview, pretty good episode, so I liked it.
An hour of Dolph?
Yeah, 1 hour of Dolph. That's all you're going to get. It's good, though.
That's rough.
It's good. And speaking of deals, Cardi B signed a deal with Reebok. Did you see that?
I did. Mm-hmm. Reebok is scooping people up. They already got Lil Baby. They got Cardi B. Mm-hmm. They're trying to tap into the youth with the culture, and I'm not mad at them.
Facts.
Still got AI, too, by the way. He was in my security checkout at the airport. Reebok to the floor.
You didn't take a picture with AI?
Nah, hell no. Nah. Why would I do that?
Why would I do that?
He was Reebok to the floor.
What?
What would I look like? Man. And plus in the airport, it'd be strange. Man, I ain't really. I got my shoes off because I'm at the security thing. Like, it just look wild.
AI? Hey, answer.
Why are you taking your belt off?
Hold on real quick, bro. Yeah, hold on. Put your little bend down right there and hold on.
Right,
let me
tie
my belt back on.
Yeah. Nah, that's whack.
So before we get into it, though.
Okay.
This could have been a quick hit.
Okay.
But I'm just hitting you with it off the blue. It was Puff's 49th birthday over the weekend. You out in L.A.
Damn, Puff 50?
Puff is 49 years old.
Damn, that's crazy.
That goes to my question. One, you went to the game. Did it look like LeBron was trying to get out there because he was get out of there because he was definitely a Puff party?
Shout out to the Staples Center.
They got blew out.
Went to the game. They got their ass whooped.
Man, LeBron was trying to get the Puff party. So here's the thing.
Yep.
The police had to come to Puff Daddy's house and shut down his 49th birthday party due to numerous phone calls from the neighbors.
Yeah.
Is 49 too old to get your fucking birthday? Like, it's too old to be getting your birthday party shut down.
Not if you Puff, though. Mm-hmm. I will say this. If I'm Puff, my neighbors shouldn't be that close enough to hear this music.
That's the first thing that I thought. Like,
period.
How are these people calling the police on Puff?
I need to be on Acres.
I would have bought their house. That's first off. Who called them right there? Yeah, you write them a check. Where's Farnsworth Bentley? Get them out of there. So I feel like 49 years old. You got to be at a chill point in your life, dog. Like Jay-Z ain't getting parties shut down.
Yeah, but Jay-Z didn't have on shiny suits in the That's 90s true. And was known for kicking it like that. Mm. I forgot Puff Paul. He called me and told me to slide through,
man,
too.
Moving on to the quick hits.
God damn.
Yeah.
Now, real quick update on Mac Miller. His cause of death was found to be accidental overdose from fentanyl, ethanol, and cocaine. Mm. So that's the latest in a string of accidental overdoses involving fentanyl. That was Prince, Lil Peep, Tom
Petty.
Didn't
we know that? That was just the speculation.
Nah, we knew that. These are all facts.
No, I'm saying prior to the day. Like, why is this breaking news? I thought that they knew that he overdosed on fentanyl.
No, they didn't. The autopsy came back. We need to know for sure.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
That's all that was. It's just, we just being 100, you know what I'm saying? Not theorizing, just dropping facts. So, again, rest in peace, Mac Miller. That's sad to hear. I'm not sure what's so big about fentanyl and why people are using it. I'm not familiar with what it's supposed to do.
It's a pain. It's an opioid, so it's a painkiller. So like Oxycontin, it's a stronger version of like Oxy and those type of opioids. So it's there for pain, and the reason in which it kills people because the strength of it. So sometimes it gets mixed with other drugs, and people don't realize how strong it is, and that kills them. Or they lace it sometimes to make the effects of other drugs stronger, like heroin or something like that, and then that kills them.
How high are you trying to get?
That's
damn. All right. Well, we got that answer then. That kind of sucks.
Yeah.
I wonder if he got any music out there that he never put out. You know, he got sent on a hard drive.
Mac Miller?
Yeah, I don't know what type of studio rat he was.
You know, I brought up Young Dolph earlier. He actually spoke on that.
On Mac Miller or being a studio rat?
No. Being a Mac Miller.
Oh, okay.
I found it interesting what he said.
What did he say? Check
that. He was just like, I mean, it sounds harsh because I'm going to be regurgitating it, but he was like, man, y'all act like that man was, and he wasn't shitting on Mac Miller. Let me preface that first. He said, y'all act like that man was this and that, but y'all wasn't showing him 50% of that love when he was alive.
I hate when people say that.
Now, but he made a good point behind it, and I let him finish his point, but what he was saying, it was like, in general, like he just thought that the love they were showing for him was fake. And he named other people, too, in which he felt that way about, so. He had been thinking about that for a long time.
I'm going to listen to it, and I'm probably going to hate what he says because I hate when people say that. But
you like Dolph, though. That's your boy.
Shout out to Dolph, man.
Let's get into these quick hits. What kind of hip-hop shit we got this week?
All right, man. We had 76 albums come out over the weekend. Going back to Halloween through Friday, we had, just to name a few, Vince Staples, Swiss Beatz, Moneybagg Yo, Takeoff solo album, Metro Boomin, Action Bronson, Currency and Freddie Gibbs, Styles P, Moneybagg Yo, amongst 12 others that I'm not going to sit here and name. Now, my question is first of all, is there such thing as too much new music at one time?
No.
And also, who was a winner or loser in these weekend drops?
I don't think there's a such thing nowadays with your streaming services is too much new music at one time because music is so easy to access. I don't got to go pick it up from the record store. I ain't got to switch CDs. All I have to do is go to it on my phone. So I do feel like that the influx of stuff coming out at one time is good because it's not the same debate that you had before. Who's the best MC, Biggie, Jay-Z, and Nas? There's something for everyone as we've seen in abundance this year, and that new stuff coming out altogether adds on to that because, like, you don't have to, I ain't got to go listen to that Offset because it's the only big artist that came out. It's the only thing that came out pertaining to hip hop similar to like maybe 25 years ago.
Right, right, right.
So, with that being said, I don't think it's a bad thing that all the music comes out. I don't think it's the such thing as too much either, especially for music heads, people that are into that all day and they listen to brand new tracks. Other question was what did I check out first?
No, who was the winners, losers?
Anybody? I don't think there was a winner or loser because, like I said, everybody, based off the streaming service now, if you can get your music out there and just get you a little pub and your little streaming lane, then you're good. First album that I went to was the Moneybagg Yo because I felt like I'm gonna tell you why.
And the first album you deleted was that Moneybagg Yo.
That may be true, but I feel like that one was gonna be the easiest to digest. Ain't have to break that down. I know what Moneybagg Yo is. I know what it was. I wanted to just check him out. I seen J. Cole was on there. I was like, okay, let me see what this is about.
Get that light work out the way first.
Yeah, exactly. I ain't 100. That was like the little exercise. It was your stretch.
I'll say this, though.
Did you listen to that?
I did. Mm-hmm. Slim dunked it in the trash can.
That's funny.
I will say this, though. And I actually like Moneybagg Yo, but it wasn't what I was looking for when I clicked play for these albums. I had too much heat to look forward to.
Yeah.
Here's the knock on dropping on this many albums dropping at once.
Okay.
Bro, like, you're not going to have time to digest. Like, you want to be able to get to know a project, to digest a project, to memorize some lyrics, to have some favorite songs, to run some shit back, have some replay value.
But see, here's
you don't get that when 15, like, credible artists drop.
But see, that's why the conversation changed, I believe, because you have a chance now to, like, if you like it, then you're going to find those things. You ain't got to worry about losing a CD. You ain't got to worry about a nigga getting in your car stealing your CD. If you like that Vince Staples, for example, and you listen to that first and you go listen to that Offset and you listen to that Moneybagg Yo, you listen to that Action Bronson, and you like, damn, I'm finna circle back and listen to this Vince again. I'm finna save this to my library. I'm finna put this on my playlist. That's how I feel like you have so many different perspectives on who the best rapper is right now or who people's favorite rapper is because they digest songs differently. You don't digest whole projects and everybody don't digest them at the same time, and they give music a little bit more diversity.
The only problem is someone like me who listens to I listen to a wide range of people.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. Something's going to get left out.
Okay.
Actually, probably multiple things are going to get left out. They're going to get the short end of the stick. Mm-hmm. And but I something random. There may have been one that I liked that I listened to early, but it's like I can't repeat it because I've got seven other to get to Friday when five more drop.
Now, that's the thing, though. It's there. It's going to be there when it's slow. It's going to be. It's there. You ain't losing the
CD. You're going to forget about it, though, man. That's the only. Yeah. That's the bad part.
Just save it. All you got to say, it's like, it's I feel like.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you don't have, like, I don't think that you have to, like, back in the day when we were coming up, digest all the music at the same time, because it's not it's like the Netflix effect. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's going to be there, and everybody ain't talking about it at the same time because you got all the episodes in one time. So, you ain't waiting week by week. So, I ain't got to wait for Jay-Z to come out, then DMX to come out, then Nas to come out, or something of that nature. I got it all right there. And then somebody can be like, hey, did you listen to that such and such? You're like, oh, no, I forgot about that. Let me run that back. And you ain't got to go pick it up from nowhere. You ain't got to buy it. You just got to log on to Apple. I feel like that's why it's better.
Yeah, no, I get it. I can understand why somebody would be like, yo, space these out, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
but
if you're trying to listen to it all and break it down and write down, like, reviews and articles, then I could see that. But especially if you want to give a fair, like, if you want to give a fair review of it, though, I agree with what you're saying. Like, far as consuming it, I mean, it's going to be the, if you got to have a review done in, like, 3-4 days, then no. But if you just consuming the music and you saving it, I feel like that this is a good time.
And to be fair, everyone is not like us that's listening to shit. That's listening to all 15 of these. Some people don't give a shit about Action Bronson. Some people don't give a shit about Moneybagg Yo. And they're sticking to their lane. They're happy that rapper Big Pooh came out. They may not have checked for Offset. You know what I'm saying? So I get it. I'm listening to all of that shit at least once, twice. So I can have something to say on this podcast that we record every Tuesday.
You listen to that Freddie Gibbs.
Come on now. Yeah, and it should be that Freddie Gibbs. We don't even know who else is on it. It's that Freddie Gibbs, Fetty, featuring Currency every once in a while.
Trash.
This nigga's ill.
What was your favorite out of the bunch?
So far, man, Take Off.
Really?
I liked it, man. That was my favorite Migo to begin with.
Oh, okay.
When I was the only person listening to the Migos 3 years ago.
When you had the Versace shirt on, button up to your navel.
Shout out to my guy Plaza. He put me on the Migos.
You gonna ignore that?
No, I definitely didn't have. First of all, if I'd have had the Versace shirt on, the taco meat would have been out.
your gut was out. Your gut was out.
And now look at maybe two or three of the projects that dropped a week or two ago, like maybe Belly or maybe Mick Jenkins. Like, oh, that's in the past.
Listen.
That's in the rear view right now.
I would like to apologize for anybody that I offended dismissing Belly. That Belly, that immigrant, listen.
Yeah, tough.
Yeah, it's tough. But with that being said, the first one that I went to was, the first one I went to was Moneybagg Yo. My favorite was Action Bronson. That White Bronco was banging.
Yeah, I liked it. I
liked it a lot. The Vince Staple was cool to me. I got to double back on that. I didn't even check out the Freddie Gibbs and Currency.
That's so disrespectful.
And I cut off the Offset after three songs. I just wasn't in the mood for it, though.
That's fair.
I was like, nah.
That's horseshit.
I was like, nah, I'm not doing this right now.
Wow.
So I couldn't do that.
I'll
double back on the Offset at some point. Because I was listening to like the title playlist thing.
Yeah.
It was a song that was banging.
We'll get to more in depth in some of these releases, man. Y'all just pay attention to your feeds, all right? That's all I'm gonna say. Mm-hmm. All right, now moving on. My boy Kanye West. Yeah. He's
your boy again?
It might be now, after this news right here. He is apparently distancing himself from politics. He put this tweet out.
God.
He said, "My eyes are now wide open and now realize I've been used to spread messages I don't believe in. I am distancing myself from politics and completely focusing on being creative." A lot of this news stemmed from Candace Owens and her Blexit, which is Black Exit, that kind of agenda that she has going on. He tweets in regards to that, "I introduced Candace to the person who made the logo and they didn't want their name on it, so she used mine. I never wanted any association with Blexit. I have nothing to do with it." You can go ahead and apologize to Kanye for shitting on him.
Me?
For being associated with Blexit and doing the logos and all those headlines that ran that were lies. Go ahead.
People in general.
Shit.
Apologize to him.
Yes.
Never, first and foremost. I mean, this is what happens when you associate yourself with the people that you associate with. Don't come crying back to us now telling us what you're focused on in music. Because guess what, Kanye? No one cares. No one cares that McDonald's is your favorite restaurant. No one cares that, oh, well, I didn't draw that. They blaming me. Like, dude, we don't care. Go talk to your dad, Donald Trump, or whoever it may be that you feel like cares. But until he start putting out banging music, this is another, like, I don't care. I hope that Candace Owen used him. I hope that she stole the design, and I hope that he was supposed to get paid for it. I hope he feels like he can never get into this realm again. I hope he feels scorned and burned. I hope he feel like that these people took advantage of him, because that's what happened. And everybody should be saying, damn, we told you. We told you when you put the MAGA hat on. We told you when you said Donald Trump had fire dragon energy. People been telling you this shit for 2 fucking years, dude. So don't come to us now saying, I'm only want to focus on my music and yeah, they were taking advantage of me. No shit, Sherlock.
Hey, man, listen.
We know that.
Listen, this is the best thing that could have happened to Kanye West right here, people.
Man, the best thing that could happen to Kanye West is releasing a album that sounds good. It's not Yeezus or Ye, that goes back to what's like good music, literally.
Thank you, Candace Owens, for lying on my boy. And then double backing and saying that you didn't lie on my boy.
She said she did or she didn't?
She said she didn't, but it's on tape. Her at a rally or whatever the fuck she was at, saying that Kanye designed the shirts and logo. So then she came back in like a blog and apologized and said that she understands why he would feel used. This is the best thing that could have happened to him. This is right on time. We got 2-3 weeks to be in album mode for Thanksgiving so I can eat my vegan turkey and my goddamn my vegan mac and cheese.
They got vegan turkey.
And bang.
That's
this
disgusting.
Yeah, tofurkey.
Oh, my God.
And then I can bang this goddamn Yandy from here until 2019. This is the best thing that could have happened. Scrap everything that you've recorded up until today, Kanye. Start from scratch. Get Sahai in there. Get those bars right. Call Drake. Apologize. Get some more bars from him. And get on that damn beat machine and cook up this crack. This is the best thing that could have happened. I can't wait in 2 weeks. I wasn't giving a shit about what was about to drop on Black Friday or Thanksgiving or whatever day it is. Mm-hmm. Now I care again.
Already? That's all it took?
That's all it took. I'm excited. I'm buying these Yeezys that come out next Friday.
Yeah.
And I'm getting this album.
You sound like a kid that believes in Santa Claus.
I might buy that vinyl.
That's what you sound like a kid that believes in Santa Claus. Like, so next week when he come out with the MAGA hat on, well, are you going to be like back off or back on?
That never bothered
me. It didn't bother you.
Yeah, the MAGA hat didn't bother me.
But now him saying that he's separating himself for that, you feel like that he's finally woken up and out of the place that he was in. Honestly, as a fan, you think that.
He's never said that. That's the clearest shit he said in a long time. Matter of fact, that might not have even been him to tweet it. Are we sure that was even him?
I was just about to say, like, you're saying the clearest shit he said. Like, we know that was him.
Yeah. Exactly.
I disagree with you, though. I just feel like that someone is finally someone has finally taken control.
Good.
Someone is like, hey, take your medicine, go to the studio, let me do all of this PR media stuff, which is fine, but I still need the music. Like, you don't get to erase all of that shit that you just did and say, oh, well, you know what? They were taking advantage of me, because people were trying to tell you that. And you can't just double back and say, y'all know what, my bad, y'all. Like, people gonna fuck with him regardless, because the music, I think, is gonna be good. And if, like what you say, he is on a path back to the old Kanye West, then of course people are gonna accept him back. Just like Michael Jackson, just like R. Kelly. It's gonna happen, because this ain't even as egregious.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I get what you're saying, but I don't believe it yet, because it's too, like, wavering back and forth. And just to speak on Candace Owens, like, I don't understand why she think this is such a bright idea with the Blexit shit.
Yeah.
Because, like, the whole
explain
thought,
what is that?
The whole thought process behind it is that black people blindly vote for Democrats.
Is that a fact or fiction?
It could be a fact, as far as, because the majority says that black people vote for Democrats. But what she's saying is Democrats don't necessarily do anything for black people to deserve the vote.
Where's the lie?
You're right. You're absolutely right. So she's saying y'all should vote Republican because the Democrats aren't doing anything for you.
Okay.
That logic is stupid.
Plot twist.
That's stupid, because now you're going to go vote Republican because she asked you to, just because the Democrats ain't. At what point are people going to vote for someone that does something for them? So, like, her whole logic with that makes no sense at all, because she hasn't She didn't offer up an alternative or a solution to, hey, Democrats are just using your votes. She's just saying, oh, well, they're not doing anything with it. You may as well just vote Republican. Like, it's stupid.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, she lost me with that. I was with her up until then.
Yeah, like, I mean, she has points. Yeah, absolutely right. Like, okay, what do the Democrats do? But at the same time, like, you know, what they going to do for the votes that you're trying to get? So... Mm-hmm.
She getting paid a pretty penny.
On another podcast,
that.
Folks, we'll get into that more.
Absolutely, man. Next up.
I'm over Candace Owens, though.
I was never in there. We're going to go to Poland. So we're going across the seas here, people.
Poland?
Yeah, man. Singer was on a competition show, right?
Okay.
And the contestants, they perform celebrity songs for cash prizes that apparently go to charity or some shit. I don't know. It's in Poland. I've never been in Poland. The singer's name was Boogie, and he was met with a standing ovation when he performed Drake's Hotline Bling during a performance on said TV show this past weekend. Only thing that was a little bit strange was that he impersonated him a little too well. He was in full blackface while doing the song. He even actually ended up winning the competition. Now, people are, of course, outraged at this. Now, being that this is a Polish singer and actually did not happen in American, or excuse me, on American soil, are people right to be upset?
Man, no. I feel like that, based off all the controversy in which coming off with Megyn Kelly and her blackface thing, man, I'm looking at this Drake video.
And he slick look like
it's
him,
hard to talk, dude, with this nigga doing the hotline. That's funny, dude.
That's funny as fuck.
Like. He like a True Value version. It's tough. I don't think there's a problem with this, because I feel like if you want to wear blackface as a white person, then you should be able to do so. This Poland, I'm sure, is a free country. America's a free country. With that being said, if somebody beats your ass because they offended by it, hey, I mean, you asked for it because you know how people feel about blackface. I don't think that we should be able to just cancel people and say, well, you shouldn't do this and you can't do this. This dude, I think he's doing a good job as far as his whole reenactment of Drake. And this is not America. The same ties don't go with the blackface and the minstrel shows and the reason that blackface is offensive, because white people used to do it and to act like black people, overly exaggerated lips, overly exaggerated features, overly exaggerated emotions, things of that nature during the minstrel shows. This is Poland. This is not America.
Right.
So I don't understand why there would be a problem with that. And even here in America, why people want to do it and take the consequences that come with it, I'm fine with it.
I know. Listen, this is how you know this is not America. He was, if somebody came on Ellen right now and was performing, and nobody in the crowd knew it was about to happen, and Ellen didn't know, and they came out in blackface,
yeah,
people would be looking like, and then you'd have three Megyn Kelly people standing there clapping and dancing that are clueless. Mm-hmm. You're looking at the clip. Man. No one is bad. Like, it looks super normal. Like, it's kind of funny because he slick looks like him.
They're applauding.
He's singing well. Like, they're dancing along to the song. Like, they're looking as if nothing is wrong. I think people have to realize the world is bigger than your block. And all the rules and things that go on in America or in your city and state, people don't feel, they don't have the same connotation to it 30,000 miles away, because the history is not the same.
Exactly.
So people just have to realize that. Now, look, I don't know the history of blackface in Poland, or if there is or isn't one. I'm presuming, to my knowledge, some history major, some geography major, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't believe there's a history of blackface in Poland. Again, let me know if I'm wrong. I've never been there. I don't know what's there. I don't know shit about their culture or anything. But you know, when you go out of town, or excuse me, go out of the country, certain places, there are certain traditions and things of that nature that you're supposed to do over there that we would never do. And you look crazy if you go over there and don't do that shit. They're going to look at you like you're retarded. So, but again, our cultures and traditions and things are different. So people just got to realize that and not jump off the cliff. There's way too many blatantly obvious racist shit going on right here on your home soil that you can complain about than this Polish dude who's trying to sing and win $1,000 on a fucking game show. But that shit looks hilarious, though. I'm sorry. Fuck that.
Does that offend you? Like, does that offend,
nah,
offend
man,
you at all?
Shit. I don't get offended by much either. Much anyway. I'm the wrong person to ask. Am I offended about a lot of shit? Okay. I get offended once a year. A lot of shit, man, is water on the duck's back. I don't really care.
You pick that one up in L.A., water on the duck's back.
Nah, man, I just talk slick, man. You got to catch up. Wow. You know what I'm talking about?
Talks. Yeah, let's move on.
Yeah, next up, man, before we go to this music break, Kodak Black, that's your man.
Tough.
Man, he's always repped proudly his country of Haiti. Now, the Florida-based rapper just announced that he's building a school in Haiti, which he later revealed, letting fans know that he had purchased a home for his grandmother as well. Mm-hmm. He says, and I quote, "I got my grandmother a mansion in Haiti. I feel like we still be going through slavery. Out of all the times I donate or give back in any way, I never upload or broadcast it. But I'm happy to say that I'm building a school in Haiti as well. Hashtag pray for Haiti. Hashtag the land of hell." First of all, over or under 70% chance that this will be built? Number two, what does this do to rebuild Kodak Black's image? Does it make you look at him differently?
I started looking at Kodak Black differently when he got out of jail and he became no longer a project baby, but he said he's a suburban dude. He was partying with the white people on his Instagram. He had on glasses. It was pretty funny.
Okay.
Chances.
Was he in whiteface?
He was not in whiteface. chances of this school being built, I mean, if he's from Haiti, I'm sure, and this is not a slight to Haiti, but I'm sure it can't cost that much money to build a school in Haiti.
Mm.
So I feel like if he wants to get it done, then he could. I have a question, though.
Getting this LeBron on.
This is my question.
Okay.
When people build schools in places like Haiti and Africa,
yeah,
and they build wells in the Congo and yeah, provide water for all of Africa, like,
for sure, energy, lights, electricity. Yeah.
You live in America.
Okay.
And it's cool to do stuff to be a philanthropist throughout the world. That's perfectly fine. I'm not taking anything away from that.
Yep.
Schools need to be built right there in Florida where Kodak Black is.
Broward.
Water is needed right there in Flint. So why do you got to go to Africa? Like, I'm genuinely asking this. Is it a tax break? Do you get more recognition if you're doing it abroad? Why not address local needs as opposed to worldwide needs? I've always wondered that, even with Oprah building the schools in Africa and things of that nature. I've always wondered that.
I mean, I think it's twofold. Number one, do you have ties to this place? It's not a stretch that he's doing this for Haiti, where apparently his folks still stay, and where he's from. Mm-hmm. So that's a layup for him, or somebody like an Akon. You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes sense for them. That's where they're originally from. But
see, okay, Akon, you came over here and you made millions, though. Like, you weren't popping in Africa before you came to America.
But that's what you do, though. You go someplace to make the money and bring it back to the crib. He got enough to go all around. Like, trust me.
That is true. That's true. But where is the American school? Like, where's the Oprah school in America?
Puff built that.
Where is it?
Puff built the charter school.
Yeah, Puff donated to a charter school. Right?
Same difference.
The one in Harlem. I don't understand.
Dr. Dre got the Dr. Dre wing over at USC.
These are like stuff that's given to them. Like, that was given to him in Jimmy Iovine, right? I'm talking about, like, Oprah went to Africa, built a school for like three generations of kids. They found out they were stealing the money. Like, why? I'm just asking, why didn't it happen here?
Or
doesn't it happen here? And I ain't shitting on Oprah or shitting on Kodak Black doing this abroad. I understand it because it gets, well, I guess it gets you a larger appeal throughout the world as opposed to here. But I just feel like that they're local or domestic needs.
I feel like there has to be some red tape doing it here that doesn't exist in other places.
Gotcha.
I'd have to feel like
you can't just build a school. You can't just be open.
Zoning laws and shit. You know how much shit you probably got to go through to get a school in the United States? I can only imagine. I'm not speaking this from knowing. I'm just imagining. Mm. I don't know if those obstacles are the same in these other countries. And I guess, man, look, would it be dope if Oprah had a school in Chicago? Yes, it'd be dope as fuck.
Yes, it would be. Right next to LeBron's school, Jordan's school.
That shit would be amazing.
That would be fire.
But I think they do other things for here, though. Like, I think when people see that Oprah or Kodak has done a school someplace out of the country, that automatically ignore everything that they've done in this country up until that point, if it doesn't equal a school. So I think their philanthropy goes far and long. And I think you just it all fits under the same guise, man. You want to leave the world a better place than when you got here. And whether if that's in Chicago, Detroit, Haiti, or Africa, what difference does it make? Mm. At the end of the day. Mm. So when I open my school in Poland, I don't want to hear anybody hating on me.
Hot at you. Let you know, right? Expect an angry text from me and to get reamed in the group chat. Expect all of that.
When I open my big talk school.
So I'm going to have my schools here in America.
Like, for an example,
we're going to be mad at you.
What if opening a McDonald's was dumb easy in, like, Zimbabwe?
See, no, that's different. That's business. Like, when it.
This
when
ain't
it,
business?
Nah, but, it is, but you're acting like, or they act like when they do it. Oh, I want to give back to the kids in Africa. I want to make sure that these people have water. Like, no.
You think it's a shook?
Yeah, it's business too.
But they need water too, though.
That's fine. They need water in Flint. They need water in several other places here in America. Like, pipes need to be rebuilt. A whole lot of shit could be done. And that was just me just thinking about it. I'm not saying that they're right or wrong for doing it, but
Just let me live, man, when I build my shit overseas, dog. That's all.
I'm going to send the refugees over there.
And I'm bringing them all Yeezys, too.
Abraham over there. They going to tear everything down.
I'm going to bring them all them dunks that came out of ComplexCon.
All 125 students?
Exactly. Song break coming up, man. One of the more low-key albums that dropped this weekend, Roddy Ricch from Compton.
Roddy Ricch.
Yeah, man. A lot of people were like, yo, where's Roddy Ricch on the On Deck page? What about Roddy Ricch's album? And I had never heard of him until somebody said, yo, what about Roddy Ricch's album?
There couldn't have been more than one person that said that.
No, it was multiple people.
That's impossible.
So Roddy Ricch is out here living his best life, apparently. And we're going to play a joint off Roddy of his Ricch. Project. This was called Down For Real, man. Let's hear it.
Only bad bitches. Where was you at, nigga? When I was doing bad, nigga. Now these niggas fuck around cause I got diamonds on my neck. Only fuck with law niggas. Taught my dog to cut the check. I cut that bitch if she ain't coming correct. Cause I got too many bitches to even stress. Tell my dog to get that tech like Ron on test. These niggas trapping in they ball for like half of the game. Made a profit with his dog, then spent half on the chain. I wonder why these groupies ain't called when I ain't have no name. I wasn't up, but now I'm knowing how I feel. Stay loyal to these niggas, look around and they ain't here.
All right, man, that was Young Roddy Ricch, Down For Real. Mm. How do you feel about that?
I looked at Roddy Ricch before this song played.
Okay.
Looked up where he was from.
Bumped in, I already said that.
Yes, sir. And I was not expecting auto-tune.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting the sound. And maybe that's why he's so popular, because you don't get this a lot from the West Coast. But I'm good. I don't need it at all.
Nah, I actually like that song though. Once you get again, you know, I'm Captain Anti Auto Tune. Mm. Once you get past that, it was actually kind of catchy, and he was saying some slick shit. I don't know if I could do a whole album of that though.
Nah,
I think I'm pretty cool on that. But that particular song, I ain't mad at that. That's blurring the lines of sounds though, because I swear he sounds like he's from Atlanta.
Yeah, I didn't pick up Compton at all.
Compton?
No.
He about to change the sound to the West Coast with that.
Update.
Okay.
It's for you, Jeff Easley, and all the other people waiting. That
full,
Boosie the
full
Boom.
Name. Yeah. All right.
Oh, shit, I didn't mean to do that.
Shit.
I was just reading the rap chat, and that's where I got it from. But anyway, that Boosie, the Blues album, it's coming out on Motown.
No, nobody care.
It's Bootsy Blues Cafe.
Nobody gives a
double
shit.
Double CD.
A double?
Yeah. Let's go. It's going to be, they're going to have the Boosie 3.5 and the Boosie Blues. That's for you, Jeff. We appreciate you listening.
Man, a double.
Yes. Boosie I'm here for that album. Boosie Blues album. Drake dropped double albums. Boosie can too. Let's go.
before we get to this, these elections in hip hop that we're gonna get, that we're gonna break down in just a second. Yeah. Him, Roddy Ricch with the auto tune just reminded me, I owe Lil Baby an apology.
Yeah, you're hating.
Because he had a show at Complex Con. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie, it was super lit. He ran about six of them back to back to back to back to back to back that were banging. Oh, yeah. Not gonna lie. And he had the show. He had that motherfucker shaking too. I give it to him. Shout out to him. And he played the song with Starlito, so I got to respect that. Let's Cashville go. Stand up.
I call Lil Baby right here on this podcast.
Yeah, right after he did a song with Drake. Great call.
What? After he did a song with Drake? Yes. I said after the Breakfast Club interview.
No, you called him after he did a song with Drake.
You need to listen more.
He announced the song with Drake was coming. Hey, you know who's next? No. Lil Baby?
Yeah.
Way to go out on a limb.
You whiffed on that, buddy. I've been called Lil Baby.
No, that was tough. I ain't going to lie. He was shaking it.
Is this Roddy guy going to have a problem with GS9?
Why would he?
Roddy Rebel? Roddy?
There could be more than one. Be more than one Roddy, man, especially when they're on two opposite sides of the coast.
All right.
All right, man. Now let's get to these hip hop elections. All right, what we're gonna do? We're gonna pick a couple of positions, high ranking positions in the electoral office. Now, look, before you political science majors come out our throat, we know that not all of these positions are voted in by the people. Some of them are elected in by the president and other officials. We know that this isn't real. We're doing this for fun, all right? Just to spark up conversation, so don't shoot.
This is the On Deck TV podcast version of Election Day coverage.
That's it.
We figured out how to make Election Day hip-hop oriented and much more interesting for us.
Yeah.
So we came up with a couple positions, president, vice president, etc. We'll explain what those positions mean.
Absolutely.
And you don't even have to go vote for them. We've already done that for you. So we have started it already, and you can vote maybe next year or something, but like...
Yeah. Are we starting from all the way to the at the top, or are we going to start
at the president? Let's start at the top.
Okay. President. Who is president of hip hop culture then? You got to have tenure. You got to be of a certain age.
Yeah. I'm going Jay-Z.
You have to. Stop.
He got to cut his hair. Got to cut. I don't know what or who told Jay-Z dreads at 50 was cool.
Yeah.
Just growing him at 50. If you already 10 years, you're in the game already with dreads at 50. Then I got it.
Yeah, that's fine.
But you can't grow out. You can't grow out the, like, you can't do that.
The little short dreadlocks. The little short locks, too. Like,
I'm surprised Beyonce ain't said nothing.
I'm hating he's 50 and can grow hair. I don't know what the hell went
wrong
with me.
That's what money do. That's money.
That's all that is.
Man, listen, the nigga had that new growth, whatever pills that you need to take.
Because people that didn't have hair 10 years ago are now all of a sudden.
Yeah, how everybody getting hair?
Bro, I don't know. I need to answer,
though. Jada Kiss, Ross, nigga, Jay-Z.
Brian Urlacher, Dion.
Tory Lanez even got his hair done.
Listen, the world don't want to see Animal Brown with hair. I'm telling you.
You may need to look into that.
I might have to. But no, you got to go Jay-Z, president of hip-hop. I mean, that's who's maybe next? Maybe Diddy?
Other candidates, I would say Diddy. Yeah. Getting his birthday party shut down at 49 clearly eliminates him from being mature enough to run this culture. Drake is from Canada.
That's true. Got to get on work.
So he would have been a good person to lead into the next generation of hip-hop. And Kanye.
Yeah,
he's the Donald Trump of hip hop right now. So I mean, if you can get enough people like you behind it to put on fucking 350s,
guys, we're blexiting to Kanye. All right,
would you wear some all red 350s with MAGA on the side?
Ooh,
it would be slick hard.
That's kind of hard.
The all red 350s with MAGA right there.
That's trash.
That is hard.
That's garbage. I'm hot at you.
You're right there.
Vice
president of the culture.
Now, what does the vice president have to have? What are the qualifications? Who is this?
This person takes over if something happens to the person in charge.
Yeah.
That's really all they do. Yeah. But in our scenario of hip-hop, this is the next person up. Jay-Z's busy. You're going to get this person on the line, and he's going to be a representative of the next generation and also able to withhold his own in this generation just based off him.
Yeah. And although I don't agree with this person's politics and politics being their music, I'm going to say Chance the Rapper. He fits the bill. I think he can represent us in a way. I like what he's doing off the mic in Chicago. He can stay off the mic, honestly. We're going to keep it 100 if it was up to me.
Who?
Chance? Yeah, I don't like Chance music.
Serious?
Even, he had a song on that little EP that was hard, though.
It's Might Need Security.
That was banging.
And,
no, that was it.
No, I'm going to tell you what you ain't heard.
That was it.
You ain't heard him on that new T-Grizzly track.
No, I haven't heard that. This is true.
Bodied it.
Relax.
I'm bodied it.
I haven't heard it, and listen, I already know to relax.
Listen, Chance bodied it just for niggas like you to think he can't rap and ain't got it.
You said body entirely with too much emphasis.
Bodied it with the B-pop.
Gassed it.
Man, listen. Y'all go listen to that Chance and T-Grizzly. I don't know the name of the song. I'll find it for you before we saw it, but that Chance T Grizzly is banging, and Chance absolutely came in and cleaned it up too.
How you feel about him being vice president?
I love it. I'm here for everything that Chance got going on. The Joe Budden interview / discussion with him, I feel like it propelled him past where I had previously had him in my lineup as far as the new school cast. I thought that he got a lot of leeway because of his dad's affiliations, and he actually talked about that.
Yeah.
Which I was glad he even addressed. I didn't even think that he would address stuff like that.
Because he ain't got nothing to hide.
Yeah, and that is what's refreshing about him.
Yeah.
He ain't got nothing to hide. He said, like he was saying, I'm a regular dude, due to the people. I liked everything that he had to say in his campaign, what he does campaign. And he ain't the best rapper. Right. I would agree with you there, but I do, man, he know how to make hits.
I'll say that.
Does he know how to make
hits? That color book didn't have no hits on it?
Man, that was 10 years ago. Forgot about that little shit.
I forgot about that little shit.
Yeah, I like Chance, and I really think, I ain't got a backup. I'm going to keep it a buck. I think he's perfect for this. I ain't got no backup.
Nah, I ain't no backup.
He got that sold up.
There ain't no backup.
All right, man, let's take it to the Senate. All right, we got a senator. Now, the senator is going to set the rules and the laws for the culture. Mm-hmm. All right, we need somebody with a little bit of a level head, somebody for the people that's going to represent us well. This is pretty simple. I've got J. Cole.
The name of that T-Grizzly and Chance song is called Wake Up. And as long as J. Cole doesn't implement a no-bath policy, then we're good. Oh, my God.
Y'all got to let Cole be great, man. He likes white tees.
If he looked like he cleaned up, then we would be fine.
And he likes the scruff on his face. That's like, just face. Let him cook. Nah. He doesn't want to be clean shaved with the drawn on lines and the Versace shirts, dude. He's over that.
Bro, we not letting niggas live in 2018 going into 19 looking like they need baths.
The only time he was bullshitting.
You will never be able to live looking like, I just woke up, bro, I got sweat. Hey, the only time he was bullshitting what? Because I want
to
hear.
When he went to the White House.
Okay, I was going to say.
He was bullshitting. I'm
sweats? The White House, bro?
Nah. Put some. Hey, if I was Barack.
If Trump was in there, I could see it.
Like, nah, then just don't go. That's all.
Or just don't go.
That's it.
But if Barack in there, you going to throw the sweats on, bro?
If I'm Barack.
You going to really like it? If I'm Barack, you going to disrespect the shit out of me with the sweats, my nigga? Hey. Fuck out of here.
Hey, put some respect on my house,
man,
dog.
What?
Nah, bro.
I would have cut. Listen, hey, hold on, J. Cole. Let me talk to you real quick.
Let me put you to the
side. Get the tailor in here, because I don't even give a. I don't care if you ain't got nothing with you. We gonna bring you a suit to wear.
A tailor on deck in the White House.
Yeah, in
for
the
sure.
White House. Come on, sure. Dog.
I was hot at him.
Made J. Cole something.
With that being said, he could still be senator.
He definitely can be senator dressing like that though in hip hop.
Anybody else?
Kendrick Lamar.
Ah, yeah, that's cool.
Maybe. Kinda.
Nah, I ain't mad at that. Yeah. He could represent us well, too, man. Make the laws. And plus, he's got ties to the street. They'll listen to him.
Yes.
So he can set the rules and kind of set some boundaries. Kind of like how Pac was trying to do.
Yeah, I feel like that these two guys are two of the more level heads in hip-hop. Not a lot of beef.
Nah.
Not a lot of the rubbishness back and forth.
And they're relatable cats, man.
Relatable. I feel like that these two guys, I would feel confident with them representing us and being the mouthpiece. Pause.
Now, we're going to need some different type of people for this next position.
Yes.
Secretary of Defense. All right. We need some tough guys in this spot right here, okay? Yes. No slouches, no cool, level-headed guys. We need people that are going to fly off the handle when shit go left, when people start threatening us with bombs and shit.
These are going to be the people responsible for keeping the culture safe. Safe from any harm of outside forces that has to do with violence.
Who do you nominate?
A couple nominations here, man. So YG, first and foremost, anybody that dresses like that, I've repeatedly said, gives zero fucks in life.
Hey, you know what's crazy?
What's it?
I saw cats dress like that.
Not like YG. That's impossible.
No, but I'm not. I'm talking about.
Did you steer completely clear of them?
Listen, red dress shoes.
Nah.
Rolled up jeans.
I don't believe this. What?
I'm not. T-shirts tucked in.
Nah.
Flag tied around it. And I swear. I was black. Like, wow.
They were black?
What, yeah.
Jesus.
I'm talking about a straight YG swag.
That's crazy. I wonder, was it like the stuff, did his line of clothes?
If he make dress shoes, the day YG makes dress shoes, I'm out of here.
Yeah, listen. All right, so here are the other nominees. Mozzie.
Okay.
Definitely the gangland landlord.
For sure.
Bobby Shmurda.
Okay.
I'm definitely doing the
all of GS9.
All of Bobby Shmurda and the whole GS9. All
right.
Pusha T.
Okay. I mean, that ain't really. He ain't just gooned up like that.
Nigga, don't do that.
Terrence ain't just gooned
don't
up
do
like
that.
Don't
do that. Because a nigga call. Listen, let me tell you how much respect it take for a nigga to be like, hey, I got 100,000. Give me all the dirt that you got on this nigga. And this nigga calls you? And being like, bro, I didn't want to do that because I know what it would have turned to. That's respect.
Ain't nothing happened to Steve Harvey.
Respect.
Ain't nothing happened to Steve Harvey when he shitted on Pusha T on live TV. So I'm that. This ain't it. He's not the Secretary of Defense.
Listen, Steve Harvey probably got smacked low key. Nobody even knows.
Can I give my person while you're going through these nominees?
Tay K.
Jesus Christ.
It's hard for these new niggas in their games. Tay K, Dallas kid, went on the run.
Yeah, he might be a little too wild, though. Yeah. He might start some shit, get us fucked up in the long run.
He'll be like Trump. We'll be at war.
I'm going with 21 Savage as my Secretary of Defense. 21 is not going out here in these streets. We saw the footage of him at the park.
The pool party. The pool party with the strap. That's a whole different.
Listen, when you strapped up at a pool party in Atlanta...
And swim drunk.
And you know what's in Atlanta and what they looking like at the pool party, and you still ready for it to go? Yeah. You trained to go like that? I need you on my team.
Listen.
I'm going 21.
Yeah, I go with 21 Savage there too. And he ripped that new song that he's on in the Metro.
He's whispering.
Boomer. I don't know about nothing about whispering.
No.
I do know that he said that he used to use EBT to get the seafood.
Now that was funny.
Now he used Uber Eats to get the key food. I have no idea what Kifu is, though.
I don't know either, but that would have been a cool line if I'd have known what Kifu is.
It's probably some expensive food. Shout out to M Extra, though.
He also said,
go ahead.
21 also said he has wet dreams about beef. The fact that there was no pause ad lib on that is amazing. I'll do it for him.
Who's going to pause 21?
Me.
All right.
I can't let him go out like that.
All right.
You know who my runner up is, though?
Who is it?
NBA Youngboy.
Oh, no.
He with it.
You talking about crazy? Shit.
That nigga crazy. Gotta reel him in just a little bit.
Everybody on this list, I'm taking him. He's crazy than everybody on this list.
He want that smoke, though.
That's, I don't want no problems with him.
Alright, next up, man, Homeland Security.
Alright.
Now, you're saying keeping us safe from physical harm.
Yep.
We need the culture safe from those hidden under the cloak of being cool. Those culture vultures.
The illegal immigrants of the culture.
Absolutely. Who do you got?
Soaking up all our shit, not paying for anything. Anything like that.
Those Post Malones of the culture.
Tough. I got to go with Joe Budden.
Mm.
I got to go with Joe because I feel like he's the most knowledgeable and he's the most articulate. So I feel like that he would have a long conversation with people at the gate to get into hip-hop. Like Post Malone not getting through the Joe Budden gate for hip-hop.
He'd have them go through a quiz.
That is a fact.
Like how you got to do like to get your, to get that your is visa a and fact. Shit.
Yeah, like a whole 180 pages. Like you got to know the words, the juicy.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? You got to know all of that.
I'm with that. I like Joe Budden. I would go with the originator of the culture vulture saying, and I got to go Dame Dash.
Mm.
He probably won't let anybody in, actually. Yeah, so that'd be kind of.
So it ain't going to be nobody like no.
It probably wouldn't be no Eminem.
Nah.
We wouldn't have had like Robin Thicke making R&B music.
Ain't no G-Eezys.
We probably won't have. So,
not in Dame Dash's hip hop. Not in making hip hop great again.
Yeah. So maybe.
Dame Dash straight making hip hop great again.
So maybe Dame might be doing a little too much. But we still need somebody to be right there, man, to kind of be like, yo, nah, they looking funny in the light. Mm-hmm. They coming to cipher money out of us and get ghosts. We not here for that. You got to protect the culture at all costs.
What about Terrence J?
What?
Just the random name I thought of.
Hey, he was there. He was there with Michael B. Jordan, and they were doing an interview for Creed.
Back?
Yeah, they were doing an interview for Creed. You know, at Complex Con, and it was hard because they was in like a boxing ring. This shit was hard.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah,
was it like?
And people were boxing too. You could box people and everything, you know.
You could like,
I think they had real boxers, like not fucking Mike Tyson, but
oh, like, you could like spar with somebody.
Yeah,
ain't no way in the world.
Tough.
Nope.
Go ahead and take that L up there, man, in front of everybody. I would have had the iPhone people. Rolling.
Man, not in front of all them people. Kiss my ass.
Terrence J got into some shit, too. You see that?
That's what I was about to say. I ain't know he was back. I'm surprised he out. He had the wreck in the car with his side chick.
Hold on. Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly my
The
ass.
Person that he was in the car with that was driving wrecked his McLaren coming in at about $200,000. They wrecked it on like a light pole. Got out and caught the Uber and dipped. Now, number one, real niggas know that he clearly was in there with someone other than his gal.
That is a fact. Because his gal was in London.
Yeah, she...
And there was a passenger in there.
No, people thought that that was his gal. That was the story.
Yeah, that was what they were saying. They're asking her, was she okay and stuff like that. She's like, what?
But here's the thing. She didn't snap. We got to get to her. She didn't lose her shit on social media. She just simply said, guys, I was not in an accident. I am over in London doing a film shoot or whatever the fuck she's doing. Mm-hmm. I appreciate your prayers and whatever, but I'm going to lay off of social media for like a day or two until things calm down. That's a real nigga move. He has to put a ring on it right now because that could have went way left.
Yeah, it could have. She probably out of though. She out of there.
Nah, hell no.
She popping.
Is she?
Yeah, Terrence J. Gale popping.
Yeah, that's debatable.
She was looking for a reason to get up out of there with that, nigga.
Terrence J let the side chick drive the McLaren, though?
That,
what are they doing? That's what I say. That's
she was looking for a reason to get out of there on that, nigga.
Terrence J, don't act brand new. where in the rule book is that? Come on,
bro,
fam.
The first thing that I thought
was that
I was like, okay, his gal is in London.
Right.
Why are you in a McLaren with the other bitch?
I'm saying,
where does that work at?
No, I'm saying she was driving too.
That
though.
Even worse.
That's what threw me off. I'm not letting my gal drive the McLaren, dude. Like, come on, dude. Like, no. That's not. He must have been wasted.
Oh, he won't. And they said he's not cooperating with the police.
I fuck with Terrence J. I'll be real.
I ain't mad.
I fuck with Terrence J.
I'm not mad.
Terrence J. got out the whip, caught the Uber, and left it. That's all. He really shook it.
That man was toe up, though.
I'm surprised they didn't die from that shit,
that
dude.
Was toe up, though. Them cars probably ain't made of shit.
That's too bad, because I need one. All right, sorry. We went off on a little tangent. Just had to give a little rules to the fellow people out there. If you're going to do dirt, which I am not saying that you should.
Do not do dirt.
Just don't let the side chick drive the McLaren.
That's awful.
They have a dollar amount limit on the car that they can drive. $40,000 and under, the side chick can drive the car.
Uber costs.
All right, man. Next category. Where we at?
It must have mowed over a parking meter. Jesus. All right. The next category.
Secretary of Fresh.
Crazy. All right, Secretary of Fresh, freshest people in hip hop, man. Those responsible for making us look good, and far as being fresh as they is. So, like the person that you always gonna see
me.
With the president, with the vice president, is just fresh as it. It's
and styling the president and everybody on the team to make sure
this ain't even debatable.
That trend, I know it's me. I just said it.
No, not you. Not
what?
You.
Did you see that Jamarcus Russell there?
Did I see that? I seen Jamarcus Russell.
Was
that you or Jamarcus Russell? Are we sure that was you?
We both living legends.
No, man. Jamarcus Russell a living legend now.
Tough.
Jesus.
You see what they said about him?
That's old, though.
The football plays?
Yeah, Dan Patrick used to say that. Dan Patrick used to say that like 4 years ago on his
Savage.
Show.
Savage.
Yeah, that's beast mode. Dan Patrick said somebody, like a reporter told him that like a while ago that he would just be like, all right, yeah, I got the tapes, coach. Yeah, the tapes, they blank.
They made the tapes.
I seen all the film, bro.
They made the tapes blank to test to see if he was actually watching the shit. And he would come back and say he watched the film and the blitz coverages. And they were like, Jamarcus,
like you can't just
blank.
You think you just put it in while you playing the Madden or nothing,
pause.
Bro?
Pause?
Playing
yeah.
the Madden?
Put it in while you playing the Madden.
Get the fuck out.
Come on, you playing the Madden with dudes, probably. Why would you want to put it in when
the
you
tape.
Play?
Putting the tape
There we
in.
Go.
DVDs. Nigga, what were we at?
Secretary of Fresh is obviously Wale.
Obviously.
That's obvious. Wale be fresh.
Wale gonna wanna be president.
If it's not me, it's Wale.
If you let Wale in anywhere in the cabinet, anywhere in the political cabinet, he's gonna wanna be the president. He's gonna be telling people how they're not doing their job correctly. This goes to 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz is easily the freshest celebrity on earth. And it ain't even close. Dude. He got the most expensive. Like, 2 Chainz body in this. Are you serious?
I done seen him with some of the goofiest shit on.
I mean, it ain't shit that you gonna wear. Like, you're not gonna wear the shit that 2 Chainz is wearing. But as far as it being fresh and him being a rapper and living the part, nobody does it better.
You better off watch.
Like, regular niggas can put on what Fab and Wale put on. Like,
that's what makes it fresh.
No. Because if
you're not dressing like Prince with the ass cheeks out just because Prince can put it on.
You're dressing like 2 Chainz with the extravagance of it is amazing.
That's true. I'm glad 2 Chainz.
Like I said, Prince with it. Look what immediately where you went to.
Three years.
Pause, putting it in, and you go to Prince with the ass cheek out.
3 years ago, this would have been Fab easy. But he's on the losing streak right now, and I'm hot at him. His fit's been kind of some slaw lately.
Have they?
They have.
What Fab been doing? I ain't been
bullshitting with himself. Experiment. I get it.
Worst I've seen is just Drake dressed as him, but we ain't even got to get into that. But go ahead.
He's been experimenting, and that ain't.
You just hyped up his McDowell shit.
Halloween fit was hard.
I feel like he did that last year, though. Did he not?
I don't remember.
I've seen that McDowell shit before with the broom.
Yeah, it wasn't coming to America.
No, I've seen it since then. Like, a nigga reenacted that, and it wasn't Fab. Well, it was Fab maybe last year. But I seen it before.
They had McDowell's at Complex Con too. You can get the fries and shit.
With the burgers?
Yeah.
Did it tell what was it? Like,
I don't eat meat, so I didn't get the burgers from McDowell's.
You just were dying to let people know that you don't eat meat. Like, you vegetarian. People.
I don't know what it tasted like.
That wasn't my question. My question was, like, what was it based off of? Like,
what was the purpose?
Nah, like, is it fake? Like, what is? Was it Wendy's? Is it McDonald's?
No, it was like McDonald's. Yeah, it was like McDonald's.
It's really like McDonald's?
Yeah. It was just inside Complex. I don't know why it was there.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But it looked cool.
McDonald's, that's funny.
All right, man. Now, our final seats that we need to fill are the House of Representatives.
Yep.
Who represents their coast the best? We've got Midwest, South, East, and West.
Yeah.
And for those who remember social studies, there are usually 2 House of Representatives.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Somebody old, somebody new. Usually kind of goes like a vet and then a youngster to kind of, you know, balance it out a little bit.
Yeah.
Who do we have for the Midwest?
Midwest, first and foremost, probably the best rapper not named after a candy in the Midwest.
Oh, gotcha.
Royce the 5'9".
Mm.
I feel like he's the old head representative. A lot of people respect Royce. Book Around was a great album.
Facts.
So he's campaigning this year, and I that's where I would go.
And he was an open book with it. Very relatable. The people will respect it. He will have the people's best hopes. Best thoughts in mind. Eminem is a little out of touch. We rarely see him. We don't know if he knows what's going on at all in his mansion. That is probably the size of 10 McDowells.
Eminem is the Hillary Clinton of this. What? You know how you was looking at Hillary Clinton on the case? You was like, she just really ain't like,
No.
Yeah, she put out the hot sauce out of her bag and it still don't seem like never quite.
No, it was tough. Terrible. It was
like terrible. Eminem, the type, like Hillary just said, I mean, can you tell them apart? Like, she just got in trouble this week.
Ah, that's funny.
Yeah, that's her.
That's funny.
Tough. All right, for the South.
No, who's the other person? Who's the young person?
Oh, I thought you was going to name a young person.
I will, because it's my
shit
boy.
Mans.
G Herbo.
Do you follow him on IG?
No, you've asked me that literally 7 times on the show, and I have yet to follow
him. He's a good follow. I'm going to keep
asking.
He's
a good rapper.
You
no, do you listen to his music?
He's a better IG person than he is a rapper, to be honest. No, I don't.
G Herbo, man, listen, he's a young boy. He's been in the game what seems like a minute now, right when that drill scene started to heat up in Chicago, but he's still a young boy, 21, 22. Go look at his documentary on YouTube. You'll get a better understanding of why he's one of my favorite rappers outside of the booth. He'll be perfect to lead the youth to the future, man. He's going to represent the Midwest well. Him and Royce the 5'9 will make a good tandem. All right, let's take it to the we're going to end with the South because that's where we at. Let's take it to the East.
Who knew G Herbo had a documentary?
It's dope on YouTube.
Mass Appeal?
Yes. What's the name of that?
It's called Mass Appeal. Well, City of Sorrow.
It's called Mass Appeal.
That's what it said.
City of what?
Sorrow.
That's it right there. Hard. He went back to his old high school. It's dope, but it ain't really just old because the nigga was just there. It's dope. Y'all check that out. It shouldn't be that long, actually.
17 minutes.
Yeah, that's cool. That's an easy watch.
All right.
Let's take it to the East Coast, man. We got a young, somebody old.
House of Reps.
Who you got?
East Coast. Fat Jizzle, my nizzle. Fat Joe.
That's a fact.
Stays relevant. Stays in the know as far as what's going on.
Yeah.
I would feel confident if Fat Joe was representing me.
He's New York to the fullest.
That's a fact.
He still puts out music every once in a while, but he's becoming more of a voice with his own podcast on Tidal.
Relax with that podcast.
Yeah, you got to chill. Hey, Fat Joe, you my guy. Just leave that to us.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to keep it up. Just leave it to us. But no, I think he'd be a good representative. And he also folks with the youth, too. He's not somebody that sits around and sits on his high horse and talks about what New York used to be. He gives props to the current New York, which is our young person represent, which would be Cardi B. Like, come on now. She's cooking with hot grease right now, prepping a new album on the way. Got a new single that's popping. She's the hottest thing in New York right now. She word to Tekashi.
You trying to be the next contestant on that Queen Radio screen, ain't you? Let me tell you something.
Hey, the day she say Animal Brown on that screen, I won.
Let's go. We're taking off from now.
Easy.
It's definitely the, what is it, Quavo, Offset, or whatever his name is, the takeoff record.
That's, man, listen.
The Rocket. For the South.
We're going to end with the South.
We're going to end with the South, so we're going to do the West.
Yes.
All right.
Who you got?
E-40, Earl Jenkins.
I thought his name was Earl
something.
Yeah.
I called him Jenkins, just making it up.
Jesus.
I say E-40 because E-40's been around a long time. He's the epitome of the West Coast. Every Warriors game, you see him right there, iced up.
Yeah.
I seen that jury on Instagram, though.
Okay.
Like, you know when you be scrolling through and it, like, you shop now?
Right.
You had them ads.
Right.
You think it's the same thing?
Oh, wait, you're saying E-40 you know buys bubble, his jewelry on Instagram?
I'm not saying that.
Okay.
But the bubble letters. You know those bubble letters?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You seen those, right?
Yeah.
That's what his necklace looked like. That's what he got on his necklace.
I mean, that probably is just an imitation version of some real shit.
Okay.
Hopefully.
All
right. E-40 is a good pick. He's still, again, a super vet in the game. That's He's representing the West Coast. Independent hustler, been doing it a long time. Got several different business ventures. He gonna make sure everybody out there in the West have 5 and 6 different streams of income. All right? Yeah. He put the blueprint out for cats like Nipsey, Kendrick, and everybody else.
The Hurricane Liquor, the Slurricane,
all
sick,
of that.
Sick Witted Records, ain't it?
All of that.
Yep.
E-40. The young person.
Oh man, this is knockout without a doubt. Vince Staples. I think Vince Staples.
Okay.
He is my favorite personality in rap. I ain't got to listen to his music or anything. As far as the person, that like being funny, like when he called in the Joe podcast this past week, Vince Staples is like gold.
Yeah, I'd fuck with him. I actually like the new project too, but more on that another day.
Yeah.
But no, that's a good choice. I think Vince represents where he's from. We didn't want to pick somebody from Compton. That kind of seems a little played out. We know, we get it. Compton's in LA. We understand. So we went to the Bay with E-40. We went to Long Beach with Vince Staples. Everything else in between. It's covered. They're going to represent the right way. Last but not least, let's take it to the South. Who is the older representative for the House and who is the young person you got coming up?
Young Clifford Harris, please come down the aisle. He probably will be the leader of the House of Representatives for the whole. He's the Speaker of the House.
Yeah, I'm saying he could have ran for president. Slick.
Yeah, in fact. T.I., just T.I., I mean, what else do we have to say for the last month? I want to say we've been talking about T.I. in some facet or another as far as what he's been doing, his music or overall contributions. He's an easy choice for the South. Quavo.
For the youngster.
For the youngsters.
Even though the album was a little premature.
Yep. I feel like that he still leads the culture. He was on a podcast with Bill Simmons talking about how Atlanta needed to be more involved with the hip hop, with the Super Bowl, like more on the halftime show. And since then, Jermaine Dupri has been hired.
Yep.
The Migos are performing.
He's
and several
plays.
Other Atlanta people. So I feel like he would be a good person in the House as well.
Shout out to Quavo. He didn't have a lot to say on that album, but when you catch him out of the booth,
when does he?
And you listen to what he's got to say, he's saying some shit in those interviews and stuff. He's the only Migo that talks.
Quavo love the kids. That's crazy. He's the only one that talks.
He's the only one that talks.
That's the unk. That's the unk, though.
So people listen to Quavo. He's young, but they look at him like on some OG status shit. So he would work perfectly with T.I. they get some shit done, man. Represent for the South.
Young honcho.
There you have it, man. We just filled up. And again, don't one person say, but we don't vote for, we know that. We know you don't vote on some of these damn seats.
Also, let us know if you have another cabinet seat that you would like to recommend.
Okay.
And also, let us know who you would have in those seats or some of the seats in which we named. You can do that at the Rap Chat. Go to Facebook, join the Rap Chat, join in on the conversation. We post this week's episode and all the previous episodes in each of the conversations. That way you can comment and join us in our conversation, go back and forth with you. Also, Instagram, we will post the show there. Let us know in the comments what you think about this category, excuse me, this topic, and give us the different categories as well.
Absolutely, man. Just to recap, president was Hov, vice president was Chance the Rapper, senator J. Cole, secretary of defense, I had 21 Savage. We both had 21 Savage. 21. Homeland Security, I nominate Dame Dash. You had Joe Budden.
Joe Budden.
I'm probably going to run with Joe Budden just because Dame might be a little too strict. Mm-hmm. Secretary of Fresh is Wale, and that's it. And me.
Not 2 Chainz.
And then the House of Reps for the Midwest, Royce the 5'9 and G Herbo. South, T.I. Quavo. East was Cardi B and Fat Joe. West was E-40. And Mr. FM, Vince Staples himself.
And we got 21 Savage protecting us all as the Secretary of Defense.
I already said that.
No, you didn't.
You
said Secretary of Fresh.
Song break number 2 time. All right. Another album that came out within these last 2 weeks that may have fallen between the cracks. Made in Tokyo. Remember him?
How is it Made in Tokyo if it's spelled T-Y-O?
He sauced it up.
No, it doesn't say Tokyo. Like, how do new kids feel like they can just make shit up?
That's, hey, man, that's what we do. We make up shit. We say slaw. That ain't in the dictionary. How do we
it's
say
a
it?
A word, though. It's spelled S-L-A-W.
So?
Slaw.
I may change it and just say S-L-W tomorrow.
Okay, it still can be spelled out as slaw. T-Y-O don't say Tokyo. Toyo? T-O? Toyo?
Toyota? Yeah, Toyota. I don't know. But he's got a new project out, and we're going to pick a joint called, fuck it, Moshi Moshi. I have to know what the hell that means and what he's talking about. Let's hear it.
Baby, I'm feeling jill, trying to bite up on your little Air Force matching house like a mansion. Typewriter, you a bite, it's working when you dancing. Baby, my little in the headlock, all my shit is dead stop. All my feelings dead stop. Got a plug, it's your boy, yeah, for the dead stop. Talk about my niggas, yeah, get your head pop. Baby, on the wave, I ain't never gonna stop.
Mushy, 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 mushy,
mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy,
mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy, mushy,
mushy, mushy, mushy,
that was banging.
Mushy mushy. I'm banging it.
That sounds like a fake ass for real beat.
Nah, I'm banging it.
Man, stop. That'll be my first and last time ever hearing that song. That ain't for real? That ain't Neptunes?
I don't know.
Shit.
That's mushy mushy. That's what it is.
Oh my God. All right, man, before we get out of here, man, this week in hip-hop history, man, a lot of shit popped off this week. November 6, 2007, Jay-Z American Gangster came out. That was his 10th album, by the way, at the time. November 5th, 96, Machiavelli Don Caluminati album came out. That was Tupac's 5th album. November 4th, 98, the movie Belly came out.
Mm.
Woo, 20 years, people, 20 years of Belly. And November 4th, 1997, Jay-Z released his second album, In My Lifetime, Volume 1. Any of those stand out to you particularly?
I just read something where they said that the weed that they were smoking in all the scenes in Belly was actually real weed. It was not fake.
I would have been let down if it was fake.
I was going to say the backlash on social media was like no one ever thought that it was fake in the first place.
Yeah, that's not breaking news at all.
Right. Also, the cribs that were used in Belly,
yep,
those were actually DMX's and Nas's homes. That black and white crib that, yep, DMX was sitting in, that was his house in Florida at the time. I don't know who bum-ass house that was Nas was in. So, with that being said, man, if I had to pick one of these
shout
projects
out to
between...
house that was.
Yeah, shout out to them. It was between American Gangster...
Yeah, In My Lifetime, Volume 1.
Or Machiavelli?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Machiavelli. Like,
I thought he was going to say American Gangster.
I'm not a big American Gangster fan as far as the movie. And I think the movie would have put it over the top, making it bigger than Machiavelli. Because you got to remember, Pac died when this came out.
Yeah. Trust me, I remember. So, this is my favorite Tupac album. It's actually one of my favorite albums, period.
This was like big as far as conspiracy theories, people talking about it, everything that was going on surrounding it. So.
Little black history fact, the movie Belly, shout out to it being 20 years old, is overrated as
fuck.
You know Nas wrote that? He wrote the what?
The script.
Stop, bro.
That's what they would I was reading because of the anniversary, I was reading these where I got the facts from.
Stop.
And it said that Nas you can't tell?
It's some slaw, bro.
Yeah, bro, you can't tell. This is clearly a Nas thing.
Nas is a great writer.
Where are you going to in Africa, Nas? Where are you going to in Africa?
Now, shout out. Now, I will say this, though. Hype Williams was also at ComplexCon, celebrating 20 years of Belly. Hype Williams was there. T-Boz was there. Nas obviously was there, too.
T-Boz was there.
Yeah, they had a panel talking about Belly and its impact on the culture.
Hey.
I promise you, if I would have sat in on that, I would have raised my hand, politely walked up to the microphone stand, and let all of them know that movie overrated as fuck.
T-Boz.
And then I would have sat back down.
T-Boz would have beat you up. I'm 100% sure of that. The T-Boz would have beat you up.
Shit, we got our own deck of the week, man. Before we get out of here, please, can you inform us and let us know? Who in the Facebook rap chat? I'm assuming that's where we're getting
roll,
it from.
Please, we are getting it from the Facebook rap chat this week. Chris Gooden. I ain't gonna spell it.
Please get the man name right.
Hey, man, I'm just reading it how it's spelled. So Chris gave a great question. He said, in light of this 2018 J. Cole feature run.
He's been killing shit lately.
That is a fact. That J.I.D. song, some slaughter. Who has the best feature verse this year? Y'all check out Chris Godden's question in the rap chat and comment there on who you think has the best feature verse this year. One comment so far says, Drake run has been crazy too this year and with Lick Alive in sicko mode. Do you have a favorite verse of the year so far?
I'm going to second whoever just name dropped the Scorpion. They are 100% correct. Add to that the LaBaby joint and add to that the Baby and Gunna. Drake has clearly had the best features this year.
Add to that little baby and Gunna.
Yeah, add all of that shit.
I'm going to go with my obvious answer here since you're sticking with yours and go 2 Chainz.
Who is he featured on?
He on that YG song.
He is on that YG, that big man.
Murder That.
He on that.
Let's go.
And that's it.
It don't matter. He killed that.
Oh, fuck.
It don't matter.
Hip hop is here, man. A lot of good features. Too many for me to think of.
Great week in hip hop. Great music be released. Y'all go check that out. Let us know what you think. As always, rate, subscribe.
What new music? What is
like,
new music?
Whatever new music you're about to tell them about. But I just want them to rate, subscribe, and like on the iTunes page to put us in that main little suggested category. But go ahead, tell them about the new music.
T Grizzly, Still My Moment. 11-9.
Yeah, y'all check out this song with him and Chainz.
That shit better be good. You done said it 7 damn times.
Let's go, Chainz.
Trippy Red, A Love Letter to U3. Crickets.
Tough.
Wi-Fi's Funeral, Leave Me the Fuck Alone. I might listen to it just because it's called that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Too Short, The Pimp Tape. So it's just a slow week is what you're saying. You got to catch up on all the shit that you didn't get to listen to last week.
Exactly.
Lil Peep, Come Over Here When You're Sober.
See, this the week. This is one of the weeks you're talking about. When people tell you, like, Lil Peep coming out and all of these niggas, you're like, oh, okay, yeah, cool. I'm going back to listen to that Action Bronson. All of this shit.
I'm going to listen to that Peep and that T Grizzly and that Wi-Fi's Funeral just because it's called Leave Me the Fuck Alone.
I'm not listening to any of that.
Too Short?
I'm listening. I do like Too Short, actually. I'm not listening to that new album, though. I'm not listening to that new Too Short anytime soon. I am going to check out that T Grizzly, though, just because Chainz absolutely murdered that song.
What do you have on deck, dude? God damn.
I'm not sure. I'm done watching football.
Thanks to that's what losing to the Titans will do to you. So I'm not sure what I have on deck this weekend. What about yourself?
My Pistons are in town on Friday. Oh, I might go to the game, holler at Killer Mike, get a haircut while the game is going on.
Them tickets ought to be free.
Line me up.
All you gotta do is pay for the haircut.
You know what I'm saying?
Line Pistons me. Hawks?
Yes.
Yeah, just pay for the haircut.
Line They'll me let up you in. While Blake Griffin is doing work on the court. But I don't know, I might not go. I feel some type of way. I like the experience at home from the comfort of my couch, to be honest, instead of dodging traffic.
What's
downtown?
The worst thing about going to the game live?
Traffic.
Yes. Well, Uber.
And the game seems like it goes by super fast when you at the game, though.
Yeah, that's true.
That be blowing it, too.
Traffic at Phillips not that bad, though. You just got to take the train.
It's called State Farm Arena now. It's been that way for a couple of months.
I haven't been, so I don't know.
Just get out the house and you would know that it's not called Phillips anymore.
Just take the train.
The train don't go where I live. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you have a car, so you take the car to the closest train station, and then you just go from there. That is doing traffic. Like, that's what I do. That's the easiest thing. It's easy to ride a train down to Phillips, though.
I ain't got time for that shit.
You know, I was listening to that Moneybagg Yo before we get out of here.
You gonna end it on Moneybagg Yo?
I just want to know, is Don Tripp the best rapper in Memphis?
Is he the best rapper in Memphis?
Yeah, bar for bar, Don Tripp gotta be the best rapper in Memphis, right? He like the least popular.
Not name it, Ball MJG.
Well, yeah, I am. I'm 1,000,000% excluding them.
Gotcha. Yeah, he probably is.
That's crazy.
He doesn't make as good as music as Moneybagg Yo and them do, though.
His he music, make as good as music with his Moneybagg Yo, Dolph, Gotti.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Blockboy JB.
Stop. You can stop.
All of these people are
at
popping.
Dolph, Gotti, and fucking
all these
Moneybagg.
People popping in front of him. I was just wondering, because I listened to that Moneybagg. I was like, man, Don Tripp would have killed some of these songs.
But yeah. He don't be featuring on none of their stuff either.
That's what I'm saying. And I believe it's because they know he can out-rap them.
That's possible.
So, y'all let us know what y'all think about that and all the other questions posed here on the On Deck TV podcast. We appreciate you guys listening every week. I am Spike Lou.
Man, how does your boy Animal Brown, man? See y'all next week.
We out.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.